Saishore, thank you for coming in. Tell us about the Schur Family Award.
It was established about 15 or more years ago through the University of Arizona Foundation. Its purpose is to lessen or eliminate the stigma that goes along with mental illness, severe mental illness, and thus to allow the treatment of the mentally ill to be akin to treating any other illness.
And this year, in addition to the presentation, you're also doing a community forum on mental illness. Why did you decide to do that?
January 8th, and it's HARS. And we were going to do a forum. We were going to do an honor of the Schur Family Award, but that we felt we should go beyond that this year and sponsor a forum dealing with creating a delicate balance between the protection of the public and also protecting and helping the mentally ill. So we are honoring Dr. Thomas Insel. He is the director of the National Institute of Mental Health, and we are also having a forum, as you indicated.
And what do you hope comes out of this?
A greater understanding of how we protect the public while protecting and helping the mentally ill.
Is your sense that after the January 8th shooting, more attention was brought to mental illness? So many questions were raised about what people should have done or should have noticed that may have prevented the tragedy of January 8th.
That is correct. And it is so ironic that some of the victims of January 8th have been so outspoken in articulating what we are trying to bring to the general public as well.
The forum is a full-day event, and you've got participants coming in from all over the country. How did you select the panel and the speakers that are coming in? There's some from Colombia. There's the National Institute on Mental Health. How did you go about reaching these folks?
By and large, everyone that we offered an invitation to accepted. The talk by Dr. Insel will be at 1:45 in the afternoon. We will then have this community forum, and the participants are local and national. Those who come from afar are Dr. Kenneth Duckworth, who's a professor at Harvard Medical School, and also the national director of the National Alliance of the Mentally Ill. Then Lori Flynn, who's at Columbia University, and she's an expert on early intervention. Then we have a bunch of people, distinguished experts from here, at the University of Arizona, and some of the folks working in the trenches right here in southern Arizona. And we thought it was a good mixture of people, both national and local. Mm-hmm. And that forum will go till about 5 o'clock in the evening. So it's an all-afternoon event.
And who will be in the audience? Is this general public or are these mental health professionals?
We've extended invitations to all of the people that have usually attended these events in the past, including members of the public, members of the mental health community, those who work. Everyone that we have contacted in the past is on the mailing list, hopefully, and we'll have received an invitation. We've also had a number of sponsors for this event, including the Arizona Daily Star, Cox, the Community Partnership for Southern Arizona, and they are helping to get the message out as well. So we anticipate a large gathering for this event.
And do you feel after January 8th that the topic of mental illness has been presented well by the media, or do you think there's still so many concerns or unknowns about the information that's getting out?
Well, I think the media has done a fine job of presenting it. I think locally, the Arizona Daily Star has done a great job of it. In the national news, I think the New York Times has done some terrific stories on it, a lot of them emanating from Tucson, Arizona. What I've seen on television, public television especially, has been very, very helpful. But that doesn't mean the general public truly understands it. So we need to reach out as far as we can to answer and to address questions like violence and the mentally ill, guns and substance abuse and alcohol and the mentally ill, and what role these elements play. And I think the members of our panel will be prepared to address these subjects. Moreover, the Arizona Daily Star has taken the lead in soliciting questions online so that folks who have a concern can start asking them online, and those questions will be addressed by the panel on April 27th. In addition, we'll be having an hour of Q&A from the public at the event, and the experts will be there to address those questions.
Cy Shore, thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.